AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has said Hillary Rodham Clinton would be an excellent president, but that doesn't mean he'll be endorsing her or anyone else anytime soon. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says Obama is staying above the party fray because other friends of his might challenge Clinton for the Democratic nomination. No matter who's running, a political watchdog group says the candidates are going to be spending billions before the votes are counted in November 2016.
This one is expected to break records set in the last one.
In 2012, we had a $6.3 billion election cycle for all federal races.
Sheila Krumholtz at the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks donations and campaign spending, says the sheer number of potential White House candidates drives the flow of money.
That allows them to pretend that they're not really candidates yet and therefore set up, establish super PACs.
She says the legislative and legal landscapes continue to change in favor of donors, some of whom are not required to disclose the sources of their cash, the so-called dark money. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
One Blackwater guard is sentenced to life in prison for a 2007 massacre in which 14 Iraqis were killed and 17 others were wounded. A Washington federal judge imposing the minimum mandatory sentences on Nicholas Slatin for his first-degree murder conviction and 30-year terms for three others for multiple counts of manslaughter, attempted manslaughter, and using firearms while committing a felony. A 73-year-old white reserve sheriff's deputy in Oklahoma is charged with manslaughter in the shooting of a black suspect. The second-degree charge filed today against Tulsa County Reservist Robert Bates. Investigators say Bates thought he was holding a stun gun, not his handgun, when he fired at 44-year-old Eric Harris in the April 2nd incident. In a video, a man could be heard apologizing and admitting to the shooting. This is AP Radio News. No decision from the jury in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez, charged with killing a friend in June 2013. The panel has spent some 27 hours in deliberations over the past 5 days. Nick Walenda finds a new daredevil challenge. The AP's Warren Levinson has more.
Wire walker Nick Walenda says his next stunt will be a walk atop a moving Ferris wheel.
You know, my whole life is about facing death in the eyes.
Well, in this case, the eye, the name of the 400-foot-high wheel about to open in Orlando, Florida.
These unique ones are fun because it's stepping out of my comfort zone, if you will.
Which is saying something for someone who's crossed the Grand Canyon on a wire. Walenda walked the Ferris wheel in Santa Cruz, California 4 years ago. This one's a lot bigger, and he won't be able to carry a balance pole. The walk's scheduled April 29th. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.